you very much for coming. Good evening. Tonight being already the beginning of Yom Kippur Kut, first Adar, the Dalet Adar of. I'd like to speak about tonight something that that's what we're put on this world. The beginning of the Stilus Hashorim, Shemar Lusato, writes the Chavis Adam Bolam. He introduces by saying, Yisod HaYasidah Chasidus, Yishor Shavodat Mimo, Ush is Bayer Visamer Iso Adam, Ma Chavosa Bolam. What are we doing here? What is our chol, our obligation? We come in as a Baal Chov. A Baal Chov, we're in debt. We're able to be in this world. Already we put as a Baal Chov. This means a hesber, needs an explanation. Machavaso sha'arim olamo. He introduces those words by two phrases. Yisora chasidus, v'yishor shu'avoda. The Derech Hashem, also written by Rabbi Sato, says that Eshorish Kolinin Avodihi, that man should realize Tamid, that and understand L'nivra Elolios Mizdabik Bibari. Mizdabik. Mizdabik. Cling together. Where do you find the word Dabak? Al came Yaazov Ish es Ovi Vesimo, leave your parents, leave them, the Dovak Beishto, the Dovak, the Chasna, the marriage, the Dovak, the Dovak, cling together. And what's the result? V'hoyu l'bosr echad. 1 + 1 = 1. 1. You become a bosr echad. A man or woman, the dovak is, I'm telling you, posting chumash. Just translating the words. The dovak. And there's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dovak. Come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dovak. We're an almighty. We're super, super. Yeah, not the Super Bowl. We're super. We become part of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This is Davik Bibori. And he mentions the Vlo Husam Bezel Ilam Elo, he was Klevish Yitzchak. To be Klevish Yitzchak, Mishtabi Atzma Lubari, which we'll discuss. This is our Chayiv. As I said, it was introduced by Yisrael HaChasidus for Yishorish Avodah. They come to this Nizdabi to Kodesh Baruch Hu. First of all, this idea of the first words, Shorish HaChasidus. Shorish HaChasidus. The Stilus Hashorim mentions that the Shorish HaChasidus who, the Gemara says in Brachas, Ashri Odom Shemol B'Torah was an Achazur HaRotzur. Works the Torah, learns Torah, observes Torah, and nachas ruach liyos nachas ruach. What's nachas ruach? See nachas ruach means Hashem we have children. And you see a three-year-old boy, takes a sitter book upside down, goes like this. Takes strings. Nisha blind, and he takes a string and rolls around his hand 7 times. A Meshuggah. 7 times. He's imitating. Look, and the parents see that, and the grandparents see that, and they're like, what's so great about that? What's so great? He wants to put out Tefillah. He wants to daven. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nachas Ruach. Nachas Ruach. Smile. This is a And when we say Yeshurish Chassidus, Chassidus is, you know, a feeling of realizing that having a person should always have more, love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chavi Nifta, not to patter it up, we start out, let's get it over with, let's finish our davening, finish and listen, fast, make it fast. But I want to do it, I can't wait. I can't wait for the Yontif, Pesach. Oh, Pesach, so much work in the house, so much work in the house. Wowee, as if you never cleaned the house the whole year. So much work. I can't wait. But you don't eat matzah the whole year. The brachas, the seder, the mitzvahs. You know, women are no different than men. They're awesome before you. All the mitzvahs. First thing is this idea, the chassidus, is the shurs chassidus, is the attitude, shemol b'torah b'rosh nachas ruach. I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be happy with me. I want you to love me, God. I want you to love me. Once, that's the first prerequisite. I want to give you nachas ruach. I want to give you nachas ruach. Then we can discuss machabas and shalom b'rosh. What's your obligation? It has to begin. Nachas ruach. I want to be happy. I want my parents to have nachas ruach. Number two, the second prerequisite is the Shoresh Avodah. The Shoresh Avodah mentions also further on, Mish Yodea, Atah Libo, Yosef, and the Scar of Yosef, Yosef to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to come close to Hashem. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what do you want from me? Rachmona liba boy! I want your heart! I want your heart! V'yiba be'apo nishvas chayim. He blew the nishvas chayim. How come we have two nostrils? Why not one? Why not three? Why not five? Two nostrils. Through blue. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu blew in our nostrils. Something, Ma'al Min HaTeva. One went here and one went here. To our brain and to our heart. That's unique and not found by any animal. A monkey for sure not. Our brain is a chilek and common mind. Where we think. Animals also have brains, but not the same way. And our heart, which was higher. They also have stomachs and hearts. They all have a heart. Just a different type of heart. A heart are gushes of life. Are gush. You have a chilek and common mind. You have a chilek and kush baruch. Or it's selim alakim. What? In our goof, God looks like me. In my brain, in my heart. Our brain and our heart, that shows we're unique, we're different. That's the self of our kingdom. Once a person realizes what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from me is not my head, how smart I am. Rachmona liba boy. Once Rachmona, we believe. That's why we say every morning, why we do well in our studies. The same Sechlein we will hold in us. Sechlein, oh, this girl is very good. She has a brain. Oh, she didn't tell her. Oh, she's smart. Yeah, he's smart. True. You get a 4.0 average, I guess you have to be smart. That's not what we say. We don't say the same Sechlein we will hold in us. Saying, Libeinu, Avanasu, Libeinu, my heart, the tire, Libeinu, of the Chobiamis, Libeinu, my heart, my body, I have to wash my face, my hands, my legs, the tire, Libeinu, Rachmona Liba boy, you want my wave, because that's Chelik HaKamimah, because I have hands, animals also have hands. Slabenu. Sechlenu, they also have sechel. Slabenu. Slabenu. This is the first he said. What is our chov? We have to know who we are first. We have to realize who we are. We want to be dovak al Kodesh Baruch Hu. Cling to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dovak. You want it. With a desire, with a hope, with a desire. These are the prerequisites. The Hasidus. The Avoda. This is the first ideas. Realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart, our ava, the scarf. As it mentions also in the Pasuk in Re'eh, HaKashem Lekechem Telechem, Moses Sirol, Es Mitzvosav Tishmo, both Tishmo, Moses Havori, Ubos Tidboko. Tidboko. Perikid Gimel, Pasuk Zion, HaKashem Lekechem Telechem, Ubos Tidboko. What does that mean? How are we doing in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? More mentions in Sota, more mentions as follows. That how do we follow Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hefshe from that person to be like God? Hashem Lekecha. Eish Olcho. He's an Eish. How can be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's Mechai Mason. Ches HaMason. How can we be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The answer is to follow a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Halach the Midrach, imitate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imitate, I want to be like you. You ask your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents. There's once a person, I don't know his real name, who was known as Red Buttons. In this country, Red Buttons. And he would go around, ha ha hoo hoo, ha ha hoo hoo. You know half the United States imitated him? From Michigan. Half the United States imitated him. Imitated. Certain words that we imitate. Imitate. How is this? Awesome. Cool. Chilled out. Chill. Awesome. Cool. How do you feel? Good. Can't complain. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Imitate Hashem, be'ez Hashem. Imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Gemara says in Sota as follows. Acha midos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u malbish arumim, ata malbish arumim. The first relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Adam Rishon is Levisha. They realized they were naked, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed them, not Ayri Shliach. As Chesed, Yivak Echolim, Vayir Olam Hashem B'loni Mamre, that Avraham Avinu, after Bris Milah, was sick. So Vayir Olam, what did he do at HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you Yivak Echolim, what are you supposed to do? Vayir Olam, you just come. Can you imagine a hot day in the summertime? I live 15, 20 blocks from Columbia, Oscar. You walk the 15, 20 blocks in the hot weather. Then you walk up 10 flights to visit a sick person. You just walk in the room. You came here, you should have a refuah shleima when you walk up. So, that's enough. Do you have to say anything else? Wow. If I hear it, Lord Hashem, how Kodesh Baruch Hu came to me, to Avraham Avinu, wow. You walked all this way. All I have to say is, have a refuah shleima. Vayera. You have to sit in the shoes. Just vayera. I didn't say you're not allowed to, but I'm saying, anything vayera. All these flights of stairs. In this weather, vayera. I came to Kavura, who buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, I go, emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Emulate him. The Meisim and the Pulis that Kodesh Baruch Hu does. This is what we see. But it doesn't say that Kodesh Baruch Hu sat and learned day and night, learning and learning and learning and learning. It doesn't say that he learned at all. Give us a Torah. Chesed, we see. Chesed. This is what we see from Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's positive. But this is another thing. This is something that we, until now we know all this. There's another aspect of emulating a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch, the four Shulchan Aruchs, you all know, Chaim, Ezra, Yerodea, Rechosh Mishpat. Money matters in Rechosh Mishpat. And there's a siman there in siman Dalet that says that all that inish dina nafshi. There are certain times that you're allowed to take the law in your own hands. Retaliate. For example, if an animal comes into your field and starts destroying your crops, by the time you bring Adam and get Besdin, he'll destroy everything. He'll destroy everything. So you go ahead, people see this, you kill the animal. Kill. You're allowed to do it. All the indigenous Nafshi can take the law in his own hands. Because if not, he'll lose everything. He'll lose all the crop. That is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. However, there's another halacha that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but not everyone agrees to it. I'll give you a following example. Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. He borrowed the money, and now when Shimon comes, Reuven, please, you promised to pay. I don't owe you a penny. He denies the whole thing. Where's your proof? My wife is there. My three sons were there. My brother saw it. You can't take me to court with them. They're postulates. A wife can't testify for her son, for her husband. A brother is postulate. Your children are postulate. You have no legal proof against me, which was true. What do you do then? What can you do then? So there is an opinion that if you have something, Reuven, who owes Shimon $10,000, you can hold it back. It means it's false. If Reuven happened to go away and ask Shimon to just watch his car, just drive his car so no one should take it, Shimon says yes. Reuven comes back. He gave him the car as a cotton. I'd like to have my car back. No! Why not? Because you owe me $10,000. I can't get it out legally for whatever reason. You denied it. I'm holding on to this because this car. You all agree to that? Yes. He deserves it. We give him a clap. The right thing. There's a Zohar quoted by the Ksois. It says disagree. What Shimon did was not correct at all. Not correct. He owes me $10,000. Over in Dinesh Nafshi, it's not just by a case of Hefsid Mammon by Nezikin, but even by Bekotten. If I have your Bekotten, you're not getting it back. Yes. How can you disagree with this? The answer is the words that come out of our mouth every single morning, the first words that we should say. The first words is not what time is it. I'm tired. I want to go back to sleep. There's nothing wrong with saying those words. But what words do we all say? Moda ani l'fanecha shechazarta bi nishmasi. Yadav kibruchi. At night. Yadav kibruchi. I'm taking, this is what we mean it. It's not just a bunch of words. The Biyadav Kedruchi, I'm taking my ruach, my nefesh, and giving it to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold it for me. And Modanil for Nech in the morning, Shechazarta bi Nishmasi. You gave me back my Nishma. My neshama, my body is a bekodin. It's a bekodin. You're holding on to it. And he gave it back to me the next morning. Let's ask the question. Don't give an answer. A question, please do not answer it. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give us back the bekodin? Are we so righteous? Do we deserve it? Our actions, our thoughts, our desires, does he really have to give us back the bekodin? So he says, even though you, Reuven, owe Shimon $10,000, and Shimon has your car, he asked me, keep that car. So he says, according to the Zohar, Balach the Bedrachov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep that neshama. He gives it back to the neshama, gives our neshama back. Does he have to? Is he obligated? Of course he is. You're a young whippersnapper. You're only 17 years old. You're not 89, 95. Man died yesterday, 94. It was about time. He died 95. You don't know why. You didn't get from sleep. Awesome, man. So I said, live long. Live long. 95. He told me he was 15. I was shocked. 95. Well done. We all have Kibruchi. Even though you have all the reasons why you do want to get back to the curtain, you shouldn't get back the car. No. You get back the car. That's Volach Medrochov. To emulate Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only in the positive way of helping others, doing for others, thinking for others, that even when it comes to Midas, I'm angry at you, and I will not forgive you. You have to forgive me. What, are you running for president? I will not. He has to give me an apology. He says certain things about me which are true. I demand an apology. Give me an apology. Who are you? Apologies are Kodesh Baruch Hu has apology. You insulted me in front of everyone here. I want an apology in front of, I want an apology. And these are our rebellion. This is what we see every single day of our life. Look at the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Shemoch HaKavod Ein Kavod Amoch. A melech cannot be moichel on his kavod. Cannot forgive. David HaMelech, if you spit in his face, he cannot forgive you. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive us? Melech Mocha V'Soleach, how can he forgive us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu observes the Torah too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Melech cannot forgive. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive us? What's the answer? We have to have an answer. We can't leave it without an answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just in the Melech. Avinu Malkeinu Avarachamon. He's not just a melech. A melech, he's up there and I'm down here. He's an Avarachamim. And no matter what you do to your parents, they'll forgive you. They're Rachmanis. Volach and Drachov. Same way. You owe me money, I'm not going to give you back the car. That's what all the presidential candidates will say. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. Ma Hashem Shomim. What do you want from me? Ma Hashem Shomim. The person should feel. Ma Chavos Shalom Malom. What is your hope in this world? What is your hope in this world? Our hope in this world is to do the Ratzon Hashem. And we're in a position of going to college where grades are extremely important. In order to go into graduate school, I didn't come here to tell you this. Grades are important. There was a guidance counselor in Yeshiva High School uptown called MTA that was fired from his job because he always told all the students, some very poor students, lucky they passed it, 65, 70, with Bekoshi, very difficult for them. You gotta get 100. You gotta get 100. Man, that's not good. You can't get into a good graduate school, college. You gotta get better grades, better grades, better grades. If I don't talk that way to a student, he does the best he can. So he doesn't get 100. What do you want? What's the grades? I'm gonna tell a shidduch. What's your report card? What's your grades? Then I'll let you know if I'll take her up because I'm a 3.8. 3.8? And what is she? 2.7. It's like a 7-footer to a 4-footer. That's a ship. Mo Hashem Shalom Imach. What do you want from me? I'll take her Mo Elomea. 100! Oh, come on. 100! 100 what? Rachas. Every single day. Rachas. Rachas. And we can do that. That we can do. Davening Shemoneh Esrei every single day, 3 times 19 already. We're over half. That Rachas. Rachas Amen. Or Rachas Shelach Gadol, Rachas Amitzvos. Oh, come on. Devoting. Mo Hashem Shalom. Rachas. Rachas. But we're going to answer something. Do you know who you're talking to? Who are you talking to here? You're talking to Malachim? Who do you think we are? Do you know that Purim is a Zman of Kimur Kibur? That by Har Sinai, they were not really makabel the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh said Nasa Mishma. The Torah Shabbat Peh, they were forced. King Purim, Kimashi Kibbul Kvar. They did a Beretz. So this is the period of time is like a Kabbalah Satorah. You know what happened by Kabbalah Satorah? The Gemara says the Shabbos Peches. The Gemara said that the Malachim did not want that the Torah should be given to Bnei Yisrael. They're not. The Torah belongs to Shemayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't put it down. It doesn't belong here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, give them an answer why it should. Never stop. No, 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 no. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, tell them why it should. So Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maksim. What is the words? What are the Aseret Dibros? Anoch Hashem Lekecha, Asher Asitzecha Meretz Yisrael. That's the first of the Dibros. So he said to Malachim, the Mitzrayim, you right there, the Paro Mishtavatcha. What do you have a shaykes with the Torah? Did you go to Mitzrayim? Did you work over 400 years? Did you go through Mitzrayim? What else? It says, you shouldn't worship Avodah Zorah. Do you know what Avodah Zorah is all about? What do you want up there for? What else? You shouldn't swear falsely in business. What business? You don't have any business. Shabbos? Do you ever work? Shish Hashem Tavod? Come as a mechum, as a mechum. Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? And the Malachim did not give in. They did not give in. He didn't give in. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yetzahara Yesh B'neichem! Do you have a Yetzer Hara? Oh boy! Once they heard that, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. Then they said, V'yad Hodu Lo. Once he said those magic words, Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Hara Yesh B'neichem, V'yad Hodu Lo L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaDedim HaDeshim Chavors. Let them have it. Let them have it. Yetzer Hara. Here we are. We're stern girls. Yeah, we're Yetzer Hara girls. Have a Yetzer Hara. You have a Yetzer Hara. No one else have a Yetzer Hara. Only in Stern College have a Yetzer Hara. Why are you in Stern College? You're a Jewish girl. Sora Mina didn't have a Yetzer Hara. Esther Malki didn't have a Yetzer Hara. Stern College has a Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, Ishmael, you can have the Torah. You can have it. You, the more Boston is, had a tiny to a Kurdish Baruch. He said, the cow has a split hoof. The donkey doesn't. You made a Gehenna, you made a Gan Eden. You made a Yetzer Hara. We have no choice. What are you doing to us? But Macha, what's all we all over? You made us this way. No answer. You gave us the Yetzer Hara. Yes. We're also Yetzer Hara. Barossi Torah Tavlin can't stop there. But we have a Torah. A Yetzer Hara over a Torah. And listen to this. Vayar Hashem Akim Kalash Rasa on the sixth day, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, everything, universe, Shemai Boris, hold on to cell. On the sixth day, Vayar Hashem Kalash Rasa, meaning Tov Ma'od. Perfect. Tov Ma'od. The word Tov is the Yetzer Hara. Tov. Yetzer Tov. Tov means the Yetzer Tov. Ma'od is the Yetzer Hara. What? A person got a 92 on a bechina, and a teacher put down Tov. Another person got 98, 99, 100. Tov Ma'od! Yetzer Hara called Tov Ma'od? Such a title? Such a title. You want to give it. Kasher. The Baal Musar asked this. How can you world can you call the Yetzer Hara Tov Ma'od? Yetzer Hara? What's the answer? Yetzer Hara itself is Ra. It's evil. It's destructive. That is the essence of the Yetzer Hara. However, the Toitzah, the result, what that Yetzer Hara can do, no one can do. It'll bring us to the highest levels. Stern College is not made of 400 girls and 400 professors. You have classes. You're with other girls. And you see, you have kina. You ask kina. You see the girl, how she davens, how she dresses, how she talks, how she smiles. I want to be like her. That's good. My Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara brought the best out of me. The best out of me. Yes, we have a Yetzer Hara. But we see people achieve. Achieves. He's able to build a home, have a family, able to support himself, able to help others. As Yetzer Hara says, why don't you be like him? Yes. I took that Yetzer Hara and I used it in positive ways. Positive way. Yes, Barossa Yetzer Hara, Barossa Torah Tavlin. What's Tavlin? What's Tavlin? If you ask me, you have a cholent, you need some spices, I put in a couple pounds of spices into it. You probably drop dead after that. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Has a control. Just a little bit. Doesn't need so much. That's what Torah is. It has to be 24-7. You have to learn 24-7. And daven 24-7. It's a tremendous power. It's a tremendous drug. Tremendous. I can't say it too loud. And I hope you don't record this. I'll be put in jail. Say yes to drugs. Say yes. Samachayim. Because I'll say, I'm not making this up. Samachayim. status that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from Rachel Vassar, I want 100 from you. 100 in brachas. And what bracha? What bracha is such a unique bracha? Unfortunately, it's in small print, and you can live 100 years and never notice it. In the morning, you see brachas hashachar. Shosai goy, shosai oved, shosai isha. Amen! This is small. That bracha, I can say it, but you live it. Shosani kirsom. I do the rest of my shah. Whatever I do is a rest of my shah. If I would go ahead and sew on buttons, it could be a chesed. I don't know if that's my whole purpose in this world, the sew buttons. If I can give a smile, if I can go ahead and encourage, who am I talking about? What person are you talking about that says Shasana gets here? I'll tell you the person that says this book. In the Yichudu, a couple weeks ago, the Chassan Kalab won the Yichudu. The Chassan said to the Kalab, I have a secret to tell you. I have a secret to tell you. I hope that you recover the secret. What's the secret? I'm married already. And she answered, I know that. That's why I married you. Eishes Chayil, the last parak in Mishlei, goes on two women. One is the Torah is Eishes Chayil. And your wife is Eishes Chayil. All these beautiful women. There's Eishes Chayil. A man has two wives. And they're not sorrows of his name. If you marry two women, oh boy. Oh boy, I think my Svarim they allow it. Oh, a war. A war of wars. A war of wars. Over these two wives, they complement each other. They complement. I'm just not an Isha. I'm not just an Isha. Shasana Kirsoma, the Ratz Nashem. The Ratz Nashem. Regulus Esther is not because she's called Esther. That's what the Torah is. Dovak, okay, Yazim Yishon, we all remove the Dovak Yishon. What is the Bosarach? Bosarach. This is it. If the Yitzhahara, can take the Yitzhahara and convert the Yitzhahara. Convert the Yitzhahara to Yitzhah Tov. That's tremendous. That's tremendous. Not destroy it in the sense, I need that Yitzhahara. Give me a drive. Direct in the right path. Direct in the right path. And hopefully, now that we're approaching Purim, that eventually, we know what the Day of Days, the Shabbos Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will be Kippur. All the Yom Tovim become Vatal, the Yasal level, except for one, Purim. Now Yom Kippur, now Rosh Hashanah, not Pesach, not all but Vatal. Purim. If that brings up. True person, the true person that we really are, we're chelik of the kamimah. That brain and that heart, that brain and our heart are chelik of God. We won't need the mitzvahs anymore. Purim brings out what we really are, real nefesh. This is what Kodesh Baruch Hu Malchus Bosa Shalom Baruch. What is our hope in this world? To be zdavik to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, try our utmost. Works. We have a Yitzhahara exactly because we have a Yitzhahara. We have Taivas exactly why we have Taivas. And that's the Torah. It's a tremendous drug. And it really works. It really works. You know that. If it didn't work, we wouldn't be here today. It really works. And this is what we need. The Gemara says in Brachas, Dalet Vorim, there are four areas that require chizuk. You need constant encouragement. The four areas is tefillah, talmud Torah, gemilas chesed, and derech eretz. These four. Where is our source of this? These four areas, Torah, tefillah, gemilas chesed, and derech eretz. Where do you find this? Mechazak v'emotz. That Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, Chazak v'emotz. The greatest Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the greatest Talmud, Yeshua, he needs chizuk. He needs encouragement. So you don't have to know what the word Kavachorah means. If he needs encouragement, we surely need it. To hear this again and again and again and again. I'm not just a Stern College. There's Stern College girls, and there's Barnard girls, and Columbia girls, and Stern College girls. I mean, it's a hard to get a girl. I mean, it's a hard to over Rosa Torah Tavlin to get a girl. Torah Tavlin to get a girl. This is Torah. She's a Kitsori to get a girl. That's not just a Stern College. Which college you go to? Barnard? Columbia? Oh, Stern? Is that a new name? Stern College? Stern College? Is that a Bible word? It's Torah. We're Torah. We should feel this no matter what we're doing. We need this chizuk constantly. I'm not making this up. That's what Gemara says. Everyone needs this. We need chazak v'emos constantly. The schus, if you're being here and learning and wanting to learn and grow in Torah and midas and derech eretz and being a bas yisrael, you can't give a degree for that. You can't give a degree. Because it's a piece of paper. It's from your nefesh. It's from your heart. That's what we're working on. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, please. Thank you for coming. If you have any questions, I'll try. Don't make it too hard. Thank you. If you have any questions.